Choiceless Awareness Meditation. So dropping in and bringing your attention to your breath. Feeling the flow of the in-breath and the out-breath. And noticing where you feel the breath in your body. Perhaps the abdomen rising and falling, or the chest, your shoulders, or your arms. And tuning into the sensation of your body sitting here breathing. Noticing the temperature. And the sensation, perhaps at the nostrils or your upper lip, of the air flowing in and out. And following your breath with curiosity to see how it's moving in this moment. Without trying to change it or force it or control it in any way, just allowing the breath to flow in and flow out as it will. And in this way, we become the observer to our breath. Accepting it as it is. And the mind may want to get involved and start controlling the breath, but as best you can, just following the breath as it flows in and out of you. And feeling the sensations, where you feel the breath in your body. And if the mind wanders the way the mind does, coming back to your breath, redirecting and refocusing your attention on your breath, and allowing it to be the central object of your attention in this moment. And this moment. Now, as we sit here resting in the awareness of the breath flowing in and out of the body, we can expand our field of awareness around the breath until it includes a sense of the body as a whole sitting here. And breathing, the mind may wander the way the mind does, and just directing your attention back to your breath and feeling all the sensations in your body. Drawing the air in and breathing the air out. Noticing if you can sense the temperature of the air on your skin. That surrounds you. Noticing what does warm feel like, or cold, or perhaps neutral. What does it feel like? This pure sensation of feeling. And feeling your body in contact with what you're sitting on or lying on, noticing the feeling of the gravitational pull. And sensing that in your body, this connection and this force, the gravitational force that connects you to the earth and what you're sitting or lying on. And perhaps feeling a sense of lightness, you're sitting as your spine extends up toward the sky. With this opposing force, this uprightness, a sense of dignity. And feeling your whole spine erect. Your shoulders with your arms draping by your sides, resting. And your neck and your head erect above your torso. And sensing into your uprightness and stability. And if you're lying down, sensing into your spine from the tip of your tailbone right up to the top of your head, embodying a sense of dignity and strength. And noticing if you feel comfortable or uncomfortable or even neutral, so that you hardly notice at all. And see if you can hold it all in awareness with things exactly as they are, featuring your body as a whole breathing moment by moment. With compassionate acceptance toward yourself as best you can, without forcing or pushing, just lovingly holding in awareness your body being breathed. Let's shift our attention and expanding our field of awareness to include sound. The sensory domain through the air, it makes its way to our ears. And just hearing what's here to be heard. Sounds near and sounds far, above and below you. And all around. Without having to label or interpret them. Just the act of hearing what is here to be heard. And marveling at this amazing sense that we have that allows us to hear and therefore know anything at all in the domain of sound and the spaces in between them. Allowing us to have information about the world around us, the world that we're in, and the spaces that we're in. I'm not going out and seeking sound, or listening really hard, or striving, just simply allowing the sounds to come to your ears and resting in the awareness of hearing the sounds and the spaces in between. Bringing the same quality of attention to hearing as we did to the breath and the body. And noticing that you may prefer some sounds over others, or only if you're having better sounds or different sounds, you'd be having a better meditation. As best you can, letting go of the thinking and just being with what is here, what you are hearing. Whatever it is, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, it doesn't matter at all. It's the awareness that is important. And hearing what's here to be heard. And letting it come to you. And if you care to, let's redirect our attention to the domain of thinking, to all of those things that you thought were intrusions in your attempts to stay present with the breath or hearing. And in this part of the practice, we're going to attend to the stream of thinking and treat it in the same way as sound. Secretions in the mind that come and go. And seeing if we can just see them as thoughts, known and felt in our awareness. They're just thoughts. Thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future. And perhaps you're noticing that while you're looking for thoughts, you're not finding any. And the point is, you're not to look for them. Not even looking for a thought is a thought. Just being aware of them if and when they come. So it's as though your field of awareness is like the sky, a clear blue sky, and as though the thoughts could pass through just like clouds passing through the sky. So without holding on to them or getting drawn in, just noticing that it's there. And you may become aware that your thoughts have an emotional charge. Some pleasant, some disturbing, or upsetting. And here we treat all thoughts as equal, with neutrality, and little interest. So we're not getting drawn into the content, we're allowing them to come into our field of awareness, like the clouds in the sky. So sometimes they can be dark and stormy, but the sky doesn't hold on to the storm. It allows it to pass through. And then the sun shines. And the sky doesn't hold on to the sun's rays either. The sun's rays just shine. And the sky just holds this, allows it. So in this way, we're opening up our field of awareness to see, to observe, and allowing it to float through our field of awareness. And our awareness can know the content, but we're not sucked into the emotion like a whirlpool. If you imagine a leaf floating down a stream and traversing these little tidal pools or currents, we're aware of them. But we're not getting sucked in. We're observing. So So we can treat them like events or like bubbles coming up in a pot of boiling water. They come and they go, and if we don't pursue them, the emotions that come through, they have nowhere to go. So allowing our awareness to hold it all as if thoughts and feelings were sounds. And recognizing how they can pull us in so they can become like waves on the lake. And they come and they go. And sometimes the lake is wavy, and sometimes it's so still it's like glass reflecting everything. Or the clear blue open sky that allows everything and anything to come through, to pass through it, without getting attached. And when and if this does happen, once you realize this in your field of awareness, you're already back. And if you ever feel lost in thought or emotion, you can always come back to your breath and the sensation of the body sitting here to ground yourself, to stabilize. So in the supportive, nourishing posture, you become like the mountain, solid and steady, and coming to your breath and coming to your body sitting here and allowing your breath to anchor you. And it's not that one practice is any better than the other. They're all just different practices and different doors in. And leading to the same place. So if one practice feels better for you in this moment, that's fine. It's the being aware that's important, not the objects that you're paying attention to. In this way, we're befriending our minds and our hearts, accepting things as they are. And befriending the silence and the stillness, which is so native to us and yet so foreign because we ignore them so much. Moment by moment, knowing what's in your heart. And moment by moment, knowing what's on your mind. Right here, right now. So far, we've been choosing what to pay attention to. The breath, the body as a whole, sounds, our thoughts and emotions and the feelings. This full spectrum of being human and being whole. And there's one more step that we might take, which is to be in the same awareness as we've been, but now without choosing any objects to focus on. And this practice is what we call choiceless awareness, where there is no agenda at all in what we pay attention to. So we're just being this knowing through our senses, of which we have many, as we've seen. And we're not excluding anything in this last meditation. We're expanding our field of awareness around the breath and around the body as a whole, and into the sounds, the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings. So every aspect of being human. And we're embracing it all in our field of awareness. So we are like the vast open sky, allowing everything that is in this moment to be here and to be known and held in our field of awareness. And this quality of awareness is actually native to the mind. It's the mind's natural state, our true nature. It can hold our thoughts and feelings and sensations, either painful or joyful. And in the perspective of awareness, it doesn't matter. It's like the lake being held by the earth and embraced by it. And it doesn't have to make anything happen. It just sees. And in the seeing and the touching of the thoughts and awareness, they self-liberate. They just don't go anywhere if we don't feed them. And in this sense, we create spaciousness so that our awareness can hold anything and everything that comes within our field of awareness. And we compassionately touch them. We don't need to do anything. It's just opening up to what is and what's here in this moment. And reestablishing yourself if you get lost or carried away, and coming back to your breath and the sensation of your body sitting here as a whole. Grounding and stabilizing yourself, feeling calm and centered. This is the method of no method, where there's nothing to do and nowhere to go, nothing to get. There's no technique. It's just being aware and being awake. and resting in this choiceless, vast field of awareness, letting everything come and go. Whatever arises in the present moment becomes the object of our attention. And not getting carried away by anything. And not taking anything personally when it's truly not personal. So when thoughts come, we become like a mirror reflecting them back, or the lake reflecting back what is. So knowing whatever it is that's coming into your field of awareness, if it's a thought, it's just a thought. If it's about the future, you see it's about the future. If it's angry or sad or happy or joyful, you see that. So the awareness sees and doesn't have to do anything. We're being the knowing and being the spaciousness. Resting in open awareness. In Tibetan, this is called the Great Natural Perfection. In Chinese Zen, the Silent Illumination. And it is available in all moments and takes a lifetime of training. Yet it's not an advanced practice, it's just a practice. Being who you are outside of time and underneath thought, like a shiny mirror, and it gives us this whole other dimension of being in which to be touched by the world and to touch others in their joy and their pain. A way of coming to all of our senses. And to wake up to who we really are. and how we really feel. And what's here for us in all of our moments, of which we have so many. The Navajo have a saying, "May you walk in beauty." And Jon Kabat-Zinn says, "May you recognize that you already do, and that you already are."